Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Brad Sullivan. Hey, Brad.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Brad is a program manager on the Visual Studio Diagnostics team and is here today to show us a very cool feature coming in Visual Studio 2013, and that is asynchronous debugging.
Yes. So for the preview release of Visual Studio 2013, we have some features that enhance the asynchronous debugging experience within Visual Studio. And we've built this across JavaScript, native code, and managed code. Mm-hmm. So you get it for all three all at once. And today I'm going to show you what some of those features look like.
Okay, so we're getting asynchronous debugging, which kind of implies that today, with Visual Studio 2012, I'm doing synchronous debugging.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. So when you're debugging asynchronous code today, it's very easy to get lost and to not understand where you are. And so we've built these features to help orient the user in the right, point them in the right direction so they can understand the state of their code when they're making asynchronous calls.
Cool. So let's see.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm going to show is some JavaScript code that I have up here, and this is a JavaScript Windows web app running on Windows 8.1,
and so a Windows Store app.
Yes, it is a Windows Store app. And I'm just going to quickly select a picture. So I'll select this picture of the Space Needle here, and you'll see that what's happened is we got an exception. And the exception has some somewhat interesting error message information. So it says, WinRT information, an item cannot be found with the specified name captain.txt.
Okay.
So I'm going to break at that exception. But if you look at the call stack window here, you can see that essentially I've shrunk it down to give you the Visual Studio 2012 view. Which is just these three frames, and you can see that you're currently in a function called in this post error, where it's just kind of throwing the error.
Right.
And from that, I don't really know what's going on. I'm not in my code, so I'm not really.
You just know that something caused an error and dumped you here, and you have to kind of guess based on where you were in the app where that came from.
Right. So. Yeah, and if I click around on here, you know, I don't really get anything useful. So I'm going to expand the size of the call stack, and now you can see what we've added for Visual Studio 2013. The first thing you'll notice is this annotated frame. An annotated frame is any frame in the call stack window that we put in brackets. It's not a real code frame, mm-hmm. And you can see that it's an async call. We actually have a few of them. And so what we've done is we've actually built up the chain of asynchronous calls and have given you all of the code that led to the error. So you get the full causality. And if you search through this function, these functions here, you can see that, well, there's a bunch of other sort of error glue code that's function code. It's not really your code. But before that, you can see there's a function in default.js, and that's my code.
Yeah.
So I'm going to click on that, and so it takes me to my code, and in my code I can see exactly where that error actually was.
Very nice.
So I can see, oh, here's where that captain.txt file was, and if I actually look in my documents library, I can see that, oh, it's a caption, not a capdon. And so that was the typo, that was the bug in my application. So now I run this. I no longer get that exception. Okay. So like I said, this feature, I showed you it in JavaScript, but we've actually implemented it across JavaScript, native, and managed code. So the native experience is very similar to it's very similar to the JavaScript experience, mm-hmm. Where we've had these captured stacks that we're sort of gluing on and creating a causality stack with these annotated frames, complete with code navigation. But I'm going to show you one thing that's interesting that we added.
So this is now a XAML Windows Store app built on Windows 8.1.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
So this is, yes, a native XAML Store app. And
built with C++. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So I've stopped at a breakpoint, and what you can see is that I'm stopped in this lambda here. There's a whole bunch of code that I don't really know what it does. You can see it's sort of in concurrency libraries and everything. So so while we added the same that same functionality for JavaScript into native, we felt that that wasn't quite enough, mm-hmm. Because there was still so much Goo code around. So this motivated us to implement a first version of just my code for native,
oh.
For C++ okay. code. And so I can turn that on. It's actually on by default, but I just turned it off for the sake of this demo. So it's under options and settings, just enable just my code. And when I do that, now I get a much cleaner call
yes.
stack. And so now I can find where my native calls were, and I still get this async call mm-hmm. annotated frame. And I can find where I'm really coming from and navigate to source. So you can
So is that just my code? So you're saying that's new to C++ in Visual Studio 2013 for both store apps and regular desktop apps?
Yes, it
cool.
is. It is actually there for any C++ app,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can turn it on and off, you know, through the tools option setting. You can also sort of temporarily turn it off through the call stack window. So if you wanted to see the external code frames
okay.
That I'm hiding, you can expand those,
yeah.
And then you can rehide them. So it's highly customizable. We've sort of built in some defaults, but if you wanted to change it, in the visualizers folder, there's actually a default.natjmc file. And this is an XML file. And if you open it in Visual Studio, you can see what types of code we're hiding with just
okay.
my code on. So we're hiding Windows code, we're hiding CRT code, CLR code, header files, included header files, generated files, and some additional CRT exception mm-hmm. glue code. So because of that, if you had any other libraries that you use often from a third party but you wanted to hide them, you could add to this file. If there were things that you, for example, didn't want to hide, you could comment that out of this file,
yep.
Create your own separate files, customize it like that. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the managed experience. And managed is a little bit different from the JavaScript and native experiences. So this is just a basic app, a basic XAML app.
And XAML Windows Store app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've stopped at a breakpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And for managed code, we've decided to rely on the await coding pattern for our asynchronous call stack implementation. And essentially, we build up a return stack. So all stacks are really return stacks because once a function completes and returns, it goes to the next frame. And so when you await, we actually also get some return function data that's actually stored and held around. And so we can recreate a return stack because in the managed await pattern, you really have asynchronous functions calling asynchronous functions calling asynchronous functions. And you tend to build up that way. And the great thing about the managed scenario is that when I switch frames, I actually get local variables, which is different from the JavaScript or the native scenario.
Okay.
So you get a little bit more information. You can find out a little bit more. Okay. The other sort of these stacks solutions, they sort of answer the question, how did I get here? Right? Because you're stopped in a random location. You wouldn't really know what was calling into you, how you ended up in that state. There's sort of another type of question that you might ask when you're debugging asynchronous code, and that's really what's going on in my app right now.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily anything that is not necessarily stuff that caused you to land in the spot you are, but there could be other things going on in the background. And so what we've done is we've sort of repurposed one of the windows that we had in the debugger. In Visual Studio 2012, there was and 2010, there's a window called the Parallel Tasks window.
Okay.
So we've replaced that just with the Tasks window. And what the Tasks window does is it gives you a status of all the asynchronous operations that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we did this across across JavaScript native code and managed code.
So active means currently running?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you can see there's a couple different statuses here. I've got three tasks running because you can see how I've built up my async calls. You get these active and scheduled states. So you can see is it running? Is it not running yet? We have a start time and a duration that we show, and those are in seconds, and it's based on when the debugging session started, essentially.
Okay.
So that can help you figure out, like, hey, do I have one task that's been running for a really long time?
Right.
If so, I want to isolate that one and see what it is. So you could sort by duration and figure that out. You can see where the files are, so where the tasks are. So you can see this one's in get file.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, if you hover over the location, you get a tooltip that gives you the full stack with the async calls, and you can actually use those for, click on that and use that for code navigation as well. Finally, you get some information about what the task actually is and what it's doing. So if you wanted to say, oh, this thing is being awaited by the button click.
So now it
gives me a little bit more information so I can find which one this actually
is. So this level of detail is available only in managed, not in JavaScript and native? Is that correct? Or?
This is available in all three.
Okay, excellent.
So, and actually, one more thing that I wanted to show you was we have a little bit more information in JavaScript, actually. So I'm going to switch back to my JavaScript app. I'm going to enable this breakpoint. Okay, let's bring up the tasks window. You might say, tasks window, well, I thought we had promises in JavaScript. Well, we decided to call it the tasks window.
It'd be kind of confusing if the menu changed depending on where you were at.
Yes, especially if you were debugging a mixed app or debugging two apps at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing about JavaScript is you can actually see completed tasks as well. Because of the way the instrumentation is working, we can actually see things that no longer exist. And so if you're wondering what has completed and what has not completed, and if that helps you tell the difference between which task is which, mm-hmm. We can provide you that data in JavaScript. So one thing that you might notice is that this get file async is still active, and if I click on that, you can see that belongs to this file here, and as you expect, the file is undefined because of that. So if I were to try to read this caption and put it up, and it wasn't showing up, like, this is how I could diagnose a problem like that, like, oh, this task hasn't completed yet, where my image load actually has completed.
Well, that's excellent to see at a glance which of your async methods are still running and done, rather than today you'd have to go to that variable file, hover over it, and see that it's undefined, which then kind of tells you it isn't done. But here you get to see all of them in one pane. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the tour. That's what we're going to be shipping at preview.
Okay.
And we're really excited for people to try it out and to see what kind of feedback we can get on this, so we can make this really as great of an experience as possible, especially where asynchronous patterns are so pervasive in store applications.
Yep. So far we've looked just at Windows Store applications, and in particular, Windows Store applications that are targeting 8.1. So the question is this a feature of 8.1 store applications, or is it available only in those? Is it available in Windows 8 applications, in .NET applications? Is it rely on a particular version of Windows?
So this is a Windows 8.1 feature. However, it's not specific to store applications. So there's a new technology built into Windows itself that these features rely on.
Okay.
And so you can even write desktop apps, and you will still get these features if you're using Windows 8.1.
So desktop apps, web apps.
Yep, okay. Web apps as well.
Phone apps?
Phone apps is a
okay.
Phone apps is a TBD.
Okay. All right. Good. Fair enough. So this feature is made possible because of things that were added to Windows 8.1.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Exactly. And there is one part of this feature that does work on earlier OSs. So if you do
eight, only 8 or 7 as well.
The native call stacks work will work wherever you have the latest CRT.
Okay.
Just the call stacks part. So
okay.
If Visual Studio installs that on that operating system and installs the CRT with it, then that feature will work.
Okay. So
that's the one exception.
So one feature will work on 7, 8, and 8.1, and the full capability on 8.1. For desktop, web, and store apps. So this isn't just a store feature.
Right. It was highly motivated by store features.
Of course.
But yeah, it's a great feature for all kinds of apps, and web apps as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you mentioned that you were looking for feedback. Is there a place where people should go to provide feedback?
Yes. There's a couple places. So one is the Visual Studio ALM blog, which is where we put all of our diagnostics content.
Okay.
And we'll have a lot of content rolling out for this feature. There'll be more information on the Just My Code feature as well, mm-hmm. That we'll be rolling out over the next several weeks. And so that's a great place to get information. You can comment on our blog posts. It's a great way for us to get information. Also, there's a Visual Studio Diagnostics forum where you can ask questions. And the forum also has links to filing a Connect bug if you think that the feature is broken in some scenario. We would love to know that so we can fix it. And also links out to our user voice site where if you have additional feature suggestions, you can make those requests and vote on other requests that you find interesting.
Cool. Awesome stuff. All right. That is a very cool feature. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go get Visual Studio 2013 Preview and check out this feature as well as all the other things that are in 2013. Hope you enjoyed that, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.